Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of prayer, accurate New Testament prayer. And we're going to be sharing with you on prayers of authority. We've covered so many areas, how to pray in the line with the New Testament. We know the change from the old to the new has occurred. We pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. We make our legal demand. We believe we take hold of with thanksgiving, praying consistently. We eliminate enemies, and we be sure that we have the qualities that are important of responsibility, commitment, discipline, sensitivity to the Holy Spirit, boldness and confidence, strong desire, stretching ourselves out with perseverance to see the results. Now, in talking about prayers of authority, this is important because when you're praying, you're going to be praying to see the promises of God come to pass, but you also are going to be releasing prayers that are going to be taking authority over your enemy. Why do we have to use these prayers of authority? Because we have an enemy. The enemy is the devil. He is the adversary arrayed against us. And Jesus is the one who got the authority back from the devil. Remember, because of the fall of man, the authority was transferred into the hands of Satan. But in Matthew 28:18, Jesus came and he spake unto them and he said, all power, that's the word exousia, meaning authority, all authority is given unto me in heaven and in earth. He got back that authority from the devil. And praise God, he delivered us out of the authority of darkness, brought us into the position of being a child of God in the kingdom of the Lord. Colossians 1:13, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness. Power is exousia again, meaning authority. He delivered us from the authority of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom. That's the rule and the reign. Kingdom is a king's domain. King's rule, domain's a territory or realm over which one rules. And we now are in the kingdom, the rule and the reign, which is in this dispensation where we are. We have authority over all of the works of Satan. And we've been translated into the kingdom, the rule and the reign of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are under him. In Luke 10:19, Jesus said, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. When it talks about power here, it uses the word power twice, but it's different words in the Greek. The first word for power is exousia, meaning authority. The second word for power is dunamis, which means ability or miraculous ability. So here it says, behold, I give unto you authority, that's the power it's talking about, to tread on serpents and scorpions, that's the works of the enemy and their effects, and over all the power or the ability of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. We have authority over the devil's works. We have authority which will stop his ability. 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant or watchful, because your adversary, the devil, he is our adversary, as a roaring lion, doesn't say he is one, he's as a roaring lion, makes a lot of noise, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Yes, it is true, he is seeking out to devour everybody who will give place to him. That's why the Bible says, neither give place to the devil. We know that he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. You need to get yourself in line with what the authority Jesus has given to you, walk in his way, and let the life of God be operative. And you've got to take prayers of authority in operation and put them into operation in your life to stop the devil stealing, killing, and destroying. A lot of people just don't understand how they're supposed to take authority. And we're going to be covering that in these broadcasts. In a scripture over in Romans 5:17, the Bible declares that by one man's offense, death reigned by one. That was by Adam's sin, opened up the door for death to come. much more they which receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness, that's what we receive, shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Now you and I are to reign in life. We are to rule and reign in Christ Jesus. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 says, you're a chosen generation. You're a royal priesthood. The word royal comes from a root word meaning ruling. A ruling priesthood. Remember, we are a priest. All of us are a part of the priesthood, priests before God. And there's a twofold priesthood, a holy priesthood and a royal priesthood, or a ruling one. A holy priesthood is the one who offers up spiritual sacrifices, ministering to the Lord, praising Him, worshiping Him, coming into His presence. And then a royal priesthood is a ruling one. We are to rule and we are to reign over our enemies. We're a holy nation, a peculiar people, that we should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. God has called you out of darkness, and you now are in the light. You are to walk in the light and overcome the darkness. Praise God. Revelation 1:5, the Bible talks about how Jesus, who loved us, He washed us from our sins in His own blood. In verse 6, He hath made us kings and priests unto God. That literally means a kingdom of priests. We are a kingdom of priests in the position of ruling and reigning unto God and His Father. To Him be glory and dominion forever. It's His power, His authority that's going to operate through us to overcome our enemies. So we're in this position of being in the kingdom. This is the position of ruling and reigning. That doesn't mean we're automatically ruling and reigning. We're in the position to rule and reign as we do what the Word says. And we're going to learn to pray prayers of authority. Now in Matthew chapter 3, verse 2, John the Baptist was declaring, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven's at hand." That's the rule and the reign of heaven is coming on the scene. Jesus would do the same thing. Matthew chapter 4, verse 17, He said that He was preaching, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And in verse 23, Jesus went about all Galilee. He was teaching in their synagogues, and He was preaching the gospel of the kingdom. You need to understand the gospel is not a watered-down gospel as some preach today. It is the gospel, the good news of the kingdom, the rule and the reign of God, not only of salvation to eternal life, but also of ruling and reigning over our enemies and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. When the kingdom of God is in operation, the position of ruling and reigning is going forth, it's going to set the captives free. It's going to bring healing. It's going to bring deliverance. It's going to bring freedom from bondages in a person's life. Well, the 12 disciples went forth and were doing the very same thing in preaching the gospel. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 7, He said, "Preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven," that's the rule and the reign of God, "is at hand." And then in Luke chapter 10, verse 9, speaking of the 70, He told them to go forth and heal the sick that are therein. And He said that they were supposed to say, "The kingdom of God, the rule and the reign of God is come nigh unto you." In the New Testament, Philip was going forth there at Samaria preaching Christ to them, and he was preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ. And boy, they were receiving what was said. They were baptized, both men and women. And God was moving mightily. Paul was doing the same thing, preaching about the kingdom, the rule and the reign of God. It's a central theme throughout the Word. Acts 19:8, He went in the synagogue, spake boldly for the space of 3 months. He was disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God, the rule and the reign of God. Then over in chapter 28, verse 23, it says, "They appointed to him a day when there came many to him in his lodgings, to whom he expounded and testified of the kingdom of God." This is the rule and the reign of God, and you must understand that you are to operate in this rule and reign in the earth under the lordship of Jesus Christ. Acts 28:31, he was preaching the kingdom, the rule and the reign of God, and teaching those things that concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no man forbidding him, because he had authority. He was taking authority over the enemy, praise God. James 2:5 says that we are heirs of the kingdom which he has promised to them that love him. That's part of our inheritance, to be in the position of the kingdom, to rule and to reign. How do we get into it? We get into it after we're born again. John chapter 3, verse 3 says, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see or perceive the kingdom." That's the rule and the reign of God. First we get born again. Now we're in right standing with God. And then we can perceive and even enter into the kingdom, the rule and the reign of God. Matthew 6:33 says this, Seek ye first the kingdom of God, the rule and the reign of God, and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You got to seek to know the ways of the kingdom. You got to seek the rule and the reign of God first, and His righteousness, not your ways. Seek the rule and the reign of God to operate in that, and then you're going to see all these things added unto you. Matthew chapter 13, here in verse 11, He answered and He said, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. You see, this kingdom, this rule and reign has come, and it's the mysteries that are revealed by the Holy Spirit, revealing them to you. The revelation of it comes through the word of the kingdom. It's the word of the rule and the reign of God. In fact, when we are preaching the gospel, it is the word of the kingdom. Matthew 13:19, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom and understands it not, then the devil comes in and takes it out. Because the devil's after the word. He does not want you to believe the word. He does not want you to know of the word, of the rule, and the reign of God. Because then he knows that you'll rise up with prayers of authority and rule over him. Praise God. Luke chapter 12, verse 31. Rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. It's our Father's good pleasure to give us the rule and the reign of God. Luke chapter 16, verse 16 says that from the law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, he started preaching about the kingdom. So since that time, the kingdom of God is preached. The rule and the reign of God is preached. And every man presseth into it. Every one of us are to press into the position and walking in the rule and the reign of God over all of our enemies. And you're going to be going right through the pressure the enemy brings. Acts 14:22, it says that they must go through much tribulation or pressure to enter into the kingdom. We're going to enter into the rule and the reign of God as we start taking authority. And we learn to pray prayers of authority. And boy, when we get into this area, you're going to see the different areas of authority. There's different prayers of authority that you got to learn to pray accurately. People sometimes just say, I just take authority, and they don't pray specific prayers of authority. The prayers of authority, based on your standing in the Lord, that you're in the position of ruling and reigning, are going to release the power and the ability of God that are going to bring forth the victory. Praise God. Well, we're going to be talking more about this in the next broadcast. You just meditate on the fact that you are in a position of authority in Christ. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As you have received the word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus' Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street in North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.